Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Back on The Suspects, and it's crazy. As I try to respond and look at all the tweets and messages we're getting, a lot of
I'm about a half hour behind. There's a lot. It's really cool.
Leaving the text to you, but I'm checking up on Twitter on some of the things. But
Joe, I legit don't even have the text line open. So
okay,
somebody should probably check.
I'll check them
because yeah,
Donna's quote is so spot on. She just said so many friendships were based on our experiences with fellow suspects, and that's from the Beaumont trips to the Christmas party, to remotes. It just seems like we stayed later and longer because of you, and then you guys were like, oh, you're so-and-so? Clarence, for example, or Crystal Collins, or Dr. Dre, or people like that were like, oh, I hear you, and I've heard of you. And then, you know, and Steelers fan Juan, and all texting, no tweeting, and Titan Hugo, and we could go on and on and on. And those were great. And then how about the day that we decided that anybody would call in had to use a foreign accent?
That was pretty early in the show, too.
Oh, my God.
That was one of the first things we did that was kind of a bit. Yeah.
Yeah, and we
that was fun.
The Australian accent from Kingwood was the kicker to that one. So that was fantastic.
Tyler asked, was the Way Back Wednesday competitiveness real? It was, but we played it up. Like, we're all three very competitive, ultra competitive. And so we all three wanted to have the best list, and we would all three make fun of each other. But, of course, we hammed it up a little bit more.
Yeah.
At times. At times there where we were, like, legit bagging on each other or getting after each other.
Well, when we found out that Nick had created multiple bots to vote, that was one that got under Barry and I's skin.
We're still going to carry on that rumor. That absolutely
rumor. We had proof.
Absolutely false. You guys were just getting dominated by a guy who knew nothing about y'all's music, but was still winning.
Y'all's music.
Yeah,
dude.
From 1974 and 84. And dude, it was crazy. Yeah, we played it up for sure. Way Back Wednesday was fun. Another fingerprint of Barry Laminack, mind you. Like, all the fun stuff, a lot of the fun stuff that you see on this show, that you've heard on this show, is because of Barry Laminack. So he's just such a big part of the fabric of ESPN 97.5 when The Suspects was going on and had that run. So very, very important to say that. But
we found out your bots, Longhorn Larry and Knots Landing, were both voting for you every week, we knew that you had twisted the system, and that was something that did not sit well with us.
Well, I know the Rockets bots. I want to know who's responsible for that, because maybe in Daryl the future,
Daryl with a D,
I could use it to my advantage. But we've got Troy. Troy wants to give a shout out to Barry. Troy, you're on the Usual Suspects.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Hey, I got a comment, and then I got a question directly for Barry. I think the lawn talk was hilarious all the time. I love that it got under Nick and Joel's skin, and it was just hilarious. just your talk about the hogs in your yard, not eating wasps and bees. Man, we're going to miss you, brother. We really are. And
thank you, buddy.
My question is, I've got a real bad case of Dallas and crabgrass in my yard. Can you give me any suggestions? I'll hang up.
Hey!
Take care of yourself, Barry. We love you.
Appreciate you, Troy. Always supported the show, man. Thank you.
Yes, he sure did.
Another loyal.
Yeah.
Yeah, another loyal. Yeah, Weed Beater Ultra until it gets above 85, and then just go with Weed Beater or get you some
Stop.
Liquid Atrazine.
Good Lord.
Look, all right in the midst of it, I'm still like, yeah, well, what, this is what's – bro, you know I love the lawns. I love the lawn talk. Marty Martin love the kids. I love the lawn talk now.
All right, let's go to Jason. Jason, you're on the usual suspects.
Hey, Barry, Nick, Joel. I've been listening to the show about 2.5 years. I interact with it pretty regularly, especially on text line. It's a lot of fun, man. It's the little things like, you know, like Nick not being able to pronounce mozzarella correctly. And so I guess, you know, I already follow you on YouTube, Twitter, man. I'll keep up with you. I support you. I hope you find a way to stay in this business because you truly do have a gift. And so,
thank you, buddy.
You know, we're all gonna miss you, man. May the wind be at your back and the sun upon your face, sir. Mm.
Thank you, man.
Appreciate that, man.
It's mozzarella, yeah. Right? Yep. I'm pretty sure it's mozzarella.
Oh God, here we go.
All right, Scott in Deer Park. Scott in Deer Park. You're on the usual suspects, man.
Hey, what's going on? As a suspect OG.
Yes.
I'll extend the most love I can give to you because you've always been accommodating to me and mine, and y'all have got me through 2 heart attacks and 2 strokes.
Damn.
And I've never failed. You never fail to make me smile on any given day. And Barry, you know I love you to death. And Joel, well, you're we'll talk about that later. Anyways, much love, brother. Peace.
Appreciate
it,
Scott.
I hope Scott said that entire call while his phone slapped up against his long dangling Lawrence Taylor ear.
It's Barry Bonds. It's Barry Bonds cross. Yeah, yes. Man. Scott is an OG, man. He was there in the beginning when we were trying to build something. He was an early suspect. And there was a lot of them that have stuck with us through the years.
Yes.
But yeah, Scott was an early one, man.
I remember we did a remote and Scott walked through the door. And I wasn't sure that I was like, is he going to fit through the door? I mean, he had to like duck to get in. And obviously he played football at U of H back in the day too. But yeah, man, look, and we were on pins and needles with a lot when Scott was telling us he was going through some of those procedures. But shoot, we loved his support too. There's no doubt about that.
Take care of yourself, Scott, man. Stay healthy, please.
Keep Daniel, in touch with all of us.
We've got Daniel on the line. Daniel wants to talk to Barry. What's up, man?
Hey, yeah, just a quick shout-out, man. I switched careers about 2.5 years ago from teaching and coaching to a job where I'm on the road a whole lot more. And, man, both y'all and the morning shows, you know, being a lot of windshield time can get lonely and depressing when you're by yourself. But the joy and the laughter that y'all, the suspects, and as well as the bench and Raheel when he would come on. Man, you guys are awesome. Y'all would get me through the day. I actually, Barry, I finally convinced my wife to be willing to go to a comedy show when you come to the Beaumont area.
Nice.
So when that gets back up and running, we'll definitely be face-to-face.
I appreciate that, Daniel. I'm looking forward to it, man. Just, you know, keep up with me on Twitter, and I'm always announce my gigs on there. So, would love to meet you, and I'm looking forward to it. And thank you for the support and listening.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Look, Demetrius is a guy you gotta bring up because his support's been incredible, and you know he was like, I got a $50 bill with your name on it, Barry. I'm serious. I want a shirt. I mean, now all of a sudden those shirts are going to be collector's items. Courtney's going to be getting requests left and right.
Well, so I'm trying to look. Cause I have, by the way, this is my wife. You know, you talk about a ride or die. My wife, this morning we went for a walk just to clear my head. And she was getting dressed because our closets kind of are closed. She goes, well, I guess I can throw away all these ESPN shirts I have. I was like, well, babe, I guess so. I have a medium and 2 larges. So I don't know. I might just hang on to them. I don't know. That's what I have. I don't know how I ended up with those, by the way.
That's
kind of where I'm at. I have 1 medium and 1 large, and I think I'm just going to put in a case.
Just hang on to it.
Yeah. Unless I can. Somehow find, I mean, I don't think if I somehow find t-shirts, you know, in the attic somewhere. Believe me, you don't want it. It's no good. But I have only like two or three good T-shirts of the suspect, so I'm probably going to keep them.
I thought about framing one of them. I never wore it, but I thought about framing
Neither
it.
Neither did I.
That was just another thing that we were proud of. The fact that it took a long time, but when it finally came out, that we were really proud of the way it turned out.
I'll be honest with you, and I think we can – well, I can say this because I don't work here anymore. But it didn't feel like we belonged until we got that.
Yeah.
I think once they agreed to make a shirt for us – and you know, and put it in the because the bench had shirts and the Blitz had shirts and Raheel and Dell were on shirts and I think Palillo, but like we didn't have anything like that really. And I think once we got that, it was a sign that oh, maybe they do believe in us. Maybe they, you know, maybe they do believe what we're building on this show. So that was a cool thing for me, and I was excited to be able to come up with a design, and I was adamant. Like I tried to be all along that, you know, Nick needed to be on there. Nick is third mic on this show. He's got to be a part of everything we do. You know, we wanted you in the title when we said the name. Yep. We wanted your name on there all the time, man. I never wanted Nick to feel like he was a producer. He was a part of this show, an integral part of this show. And just like Joel and I, and without one of us, I don't think the suspects are what they are. And we all had a huge part in that. And so
it was cool to see because you mentioned the shirt. The shirt was the suspects mm-hmm. pounding it home at the Christmas party and grabbing Todd and grabbing you know, David Gow and saying, "No, look, we've waited long enough. These guys need a shirt." And everybody gave us a hard time, like we concocted them or pushed them to do that. That was all suspects, all doing it on their own, and then grabbing us to say, "Look, we got listen to this because we've got them and we're holding them to it. They've said this." And then you got that. So that was incredible as well. And just another awesome moment that, you know, of course, that can live in infamy now unless you pit out your T-shirt, Barry. I mean, I know Lisa wears her suspect shirt for bed every night. So
nice.
Well, and Taylor, I had a joke Taylor here. Can and, identify y'all.
I love you
y'all.
Too much to make it, buddy.
Taylor can identify y'all on the front of every shirt she walks by and says, "There's Barry. And there's Nick. And Nick, I want my candy."
Yeah, I got to honor that. When this pandemic is all over, I got to honor that. Yeah, for sure.
Well, there you go. Another segment in the books as we continue to roll forward. It is the usual suspects on a Way Back Wednesday, and we're going way back over the last 3 years to cover a whole lot of ground and talk about a whole lot of what we had when we had it with this show. So please join us. We love the interaction. 713-780-3776 is our HR&P listener line. Call that number. Text that number. You can also hit us up on Twitter. It is the usual suspects, ESPN 97.5. Yeah, I try not to whine, but I must warn you about the makeup of California.
This is the usual suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Back on the suspects, Barry, I'm checking it. And the text line's got some memories, and I'll just rattle off some of them because they're
awesome. Okay.
But Nick and I were laughing as I was reading them. First one is the ugliest athlete all time per month. We had so many we were all like worried about. Can we put that guy? Can we talk about him? Did he really have a problem? But we had some fun with that one for sure.
The Ugly Athlete Hall of Fame. Yeah, I remember that. That was
so there's that one. Remember the time Raheel stole Nick's workout top? We made that last. We made that last.
Finally
like
got
month.
Him for you, Nick.
I know. Yeah. Oh man, shout out to Raheel as he's a victim and also a guy that got me into the business too. So he introduced me when I was an intern. He's the one that introduced me to the business over 8 years ago. So shout out to Raheel as well.
Really?
But that bit went on for a Raheel's while.
Yeah, we love Raheel.
He's a real one, man. Yeah, he's a real one. I told him we should do a podcast from 2 to 4 every day and call it Canned. And we'll just, he and I will get on there and just, you know, whatever. We'll just shoot the breeze and do something. I was thinking about that. Look, I'm going to give one last shameless plug. I don't know what I'm doing next. I've had people tell me and you know, that I should do a show or do this or do that. And I've always seen guys when they've been let go in this business, the first thing they do is they're like, well, I'm starting a podcast. And I know that they do it to stay active, but I always felt like it was a desperate attempt to stay relevant. And I don't want to be that guy. I mean, I love entertaining people, and I'm thankful that I had already been doing the live chat, so it doesn't appear to be a desperate attempt to cling to any type of, you know, limelight, because that's not what it would be. But I you know, I do appreciate the support, and I love this. I love this, you know, so much. And so I don't know what's next, but I'll say this. Follow me on Twitter at Barry is Funny. Follow me on YouTube. Just look up Barry is Funny. And then the same thing on Twitch, because whatever I do, if I keep doing the live chats, which a lot of people are asking me to do, those are going to be probably kept to YouTube and not Facebook. And then, you know, I will be more active on Twitch, and there, it might be that whatever I do as a show or whatever to pass the time until my next gig will be on Twitch as well. So if you do support me and you want to continue to support me, you know, follow me on those three, YouTube, Twitch, and Twitter at Barry is Funny. And I'll say this, because this is legitimate. This is a truth. This is the truth. I forget who I told, but I said I felt like my worth was attached to this show. You know what I mean? Like, when you do this, you feel like, well, this is what I am. So I was worried, like, oof, you know, without the show, I really don't have anything. So I hope that if you supported me and you appreciated it, that you follow me.
At follow. Is funny.
Yeah, someone just asked on the text line about how do they get the Granato interview. Just go to Barry's YouTube channel on there. YouTube, and it's there.
I was watching it last night. It's there. It's right there. It's very
really good. Oh, my God. He was amazing. The stories that he told, oh, do not miss it. It's really, really good.
And he talked about it this morning on the air.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, and he also made quick to mention that he was saddened that he exactly what you said. He mentioned the fact that we had just gotten off the air talking about all this great stuff, and the next thing you know, you let him know, or he found out that you know, you were not going to be with us anymore, and he said it was just, it's crazy.
Yeah, pretty ironic.
And of course, he mentioned the fact that he said it was the Cinderella story because we hated each other. So that seems to be like, that has to be like the calling card for no matter where we are now, from David Gow on down, whenever, oh, there's Joel and Barry. Well, you know, when they started, they hated each other. I mean, that's like, hey, welcome to the party. Come on in, have a drink. I mean, instead of offering someone a drink, you offer up, hey, there's Joel and Barry. They hated each other when they started.
Well, you know what I love about that, though, Joel, is that it shows you how far we really came, because there was that, you know, for the first year or so, it was that passive aggressiveness. It was that, you know, we knew that there was the tension. We just, it's like you said it so eloquently when we did a live chat together. You said that we knew what the elephant in the room was, but the two people that needed to talk never talked. Mm-hmm. And poor Nick was always caught in the middle. You know,
yep.
I would go to Nick and you would go to Nick, but you and I never went to each other. And then finally that stopped. And I think that went a long way into fixing us as you know, coworkers and teammates on this show and friends. And it was just now, like, you and I, things that we would have hated each other for that we have done on air in the past, the first year, is no big deal now. You know, you'd be like, oh, hey, man, I'm sorry I did that to you. That wasn't intentional. Oh, it's all good. Now, I know. And the first year, it was like, he's trying to get me. He's out.
Yep.
To get, you know what I mean? So it was amazing, man. And so when people would say, oh, these guys hated each other, I think it was a testament to how far we really came, because it's true. Like, there's no reason we should have been here as long as we were, given the issues that we had early on. No reason.
And Nick, we're sorry. Because we both, yes, from time to time, we did.
Buddy,
we both unloaded on you quite a bit.
It's crazy. It's crazy because, like, walking in the halls, you know, not being on the local side for, I want to say, a few years, I would walk right past Barry, not knowing that, you know, down the line I'd be working with him in the future. So it's crazy how things work, man. It's crazy.
Yeah,
it's absolutely.
It really is.
Crazy.
Yeah,
and, you know, and I, you know, back in. I used to say this to my friend Abe all the time when I was a little fat kid. and we were hanging out together. Abe Lincoln, that is. Did I drop that name? You know, back when I was only about 5 or 6 years old. And you know, he talked about the adversity he faced. And I said, look, man, I mean, besides your weight problems and how old you are, I mean, you're going to become a suspect someday. It's all going to make sense. So, I just want to explain that.
Uriel on Twitter said, the safety blitz back in 2018 was the funniest bit. I still go back and listen. I got to say, I don't remember that.
I think he's speaking
of what
we
intro.
Yeah, he's doing the fake intro that we did.
Oh, when we had to fill in for him? Oh,
okay. Yeah.
Yeah, I will say one of my favorite things involved the blitz when I changed their Zadok Jewelers
gym of the day.
Because that was
great. That was, I really feel like we're really unprecedented with our approach. Like, we did things that I think most, you know, a lot of ESPN affiliates just would not do.
No, but when that was back when Josh Reddick was the woo, everybody was wooing.
Yep.
And Fred and AJ hated it, like I hated it, but they hate, and they would talk about it all the time about how much they hated it. So I had Michael Carroll send me the Zadok Jewelers, and I probably just threw him under the bus, but I had him send me the song, and then I changed it. And I won't say who I worked with to get it replaced, but I took all the, it's the gem of the day, and I replaced that with, it's the woo of the
day. What do you mean you won't say? You got to throw everybody. Who was it? It was Michael and Tyler. Who was it?
What do you got to lose, Barry? What do you got to lose
now? Who was it?
Who
was it?
Well, they might still be here, and I don't want to get them in trouble.
They're not going to get in trouble. Who was it?
I won't get in trouble, but they might.
Okay.
But
but they got you back because they replaced Barry Laminack with Barry Warner in the intro the following week. So,
yeah, they did.
So they got you back.
Oh, that was so funny. That was so funny.
Hey, someone said in their right, I can't read it because I've reached my limit of free articles on Chron.com. But they said, hey, good news, Barry. David Gow spelled your name right. And he
David
did.
Barron?
David Barron, right. David Barron
spelled
your name right.
My name
yes.
right?
Yep, I
oh,
see
great.
That, yes. Yeah.
Sure. Once I get let go, he spells it right. Thanks, David. Much love to you and your selective reporting. Big shout-out.
Well, big shout-outs are coming in from all over the place. We got calls, we got texts, we got tweets. By the way, Donna says, just say Chipotle one more time before you sign off. So
there was another great Chipotle.
It's Chipotle. It's Chipotle.
No, it's Chipotle.
Yeah, Chipotle. I do miss Chipotle and Chipotle.
Yeah. There you go,
oh,
Donna.
God, that's so funny.
Happy to oblige that one as well. And they keep coming in. We'll do our best to sort through as much of it as we can as we sort through the final half of the show. Coming up next, it's the second half of The Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. Please stand by. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
I hope Barry Laminack hammers him for $18.43 in the next job he gets.
I don't know where that came from, but I felt like I did need to catch you off guard with it, so there it was.
I love that so much. Oh my God, Joel, that is the absolute best. You have to keep doing that, bud. You cannot let that die.
Well,
that's so
good. I mean, there's a lot of people that said, please make sure Barry's still on the show and, you know, comedian of the week and otherwise. Look, I already think if we do anything Friday, that's a no-brainer, but I mean, you're always welcome, and you know that.
Oh, man.
No matter, I don't care.
I would be happy to join.
I'm not getting Charlie's permission. That's a done deal.
he's going to love when you do your hammer.
Yeah, he's going to look at me like
I'm after
cuts,
wait
which
till
is probably
he's
great.
He's going to be like, what? What is this? This is not appropriate. Oh, that's funny.
I'm an avid blitzer, but y'all have made my lunch break that much more enjoyable. Thanks for all the memories. Barry's Chick-fil-A and Diet Coke, Joel's hammer, and Nick's hungover shows. Love y'all.
Dang, oh, so every show.
That was not every
show.
That was like half the shows in 18, but it wasn't like all the shows. Okay.
Well, I mean, no, but when, you know, when it's more so than not, it's kind of a trend.
All right, we got to get, there's been some long waiting callers for Barry, man.
Okay.
Our bad.
Yeah, our bad.
Sean, you're on the suspects. He wants to talk to Barry. What's up?
Barry, man. I watched YouTube last night, man, and super disappointed, man, but huge fan. You guys are amazing, dude, and you're awesome, and I can assure you, you're a bounce back, man, and it's been a great run, guys. Like you guys said, kind of started off a little bumpy, man, but like all things, you know, man, you just keep going at it, and you guys killed it, man. You guys truly, truly crushed it, and H-Town truly appreciates you guys, man.
Thank you, Sean.
Thanks for the call, Sean.
Really.
Nick, you better get the next one.
Corey. Corey's on the line. He wants to talk to Barry.
Hey, what's up, guys? It's actually your friendly neighborhood beer salesman.
Yeah, what's up,
Corey? Hey, what's up, man?
What's up, man?
Hey, what's going on, guys? It's been a long time since I've talked. I've been going through a lot since the explosion and everything, but I definitely wanted to check in today. Tell you, Barry, thank you for always helping to get me and my family through some of the dark times that we've been through. You're going to be missed. So from everybody at BK, NASCAR Johnny, and everybody else, I want to say thank you. We miss you. We love y'all. And that every time we lift up an arrogant bastard, I'm going to think of you.
We appreciate it, man. That's good. Dude, there's some kind words right there. That just shows how much Barry meant to this show, because nobody would be calling saying words like that. Scott and Deer Park, the two heart attacks. I mean, that just shows how important you were to this show, man. So it's a good thing. It's a really good thing, dude. So
we got a text message that says, Barry, we've had our differences. Yeah, I'm the one that you've blocked several times that saw you and Granato at the U of H game. I've seen you live 5 times stand up and left not only empty of laughter, but empty of humor tears. I wish you greatness. This bleeping pandemic is ruining our lives and keeps getting closer to home. Correct my spelling, and I'll AJ your ass. Much love and respects. Love y'all, and proud of you. You guys are too good at what you do. So there you go.
All right, we got another guy, Ivan, from the Listener Appreciation Party. Or at least that was the first time I met him. But Ivan, you know him. He's a suspect.
Yep.
He wants to talk to Barry. What's up, man?
Hey, guys.
What up, man?
Go, man.
Not much. I just wanted to reach out. You know, I've always followed you guys. More than entertainment, I think you guys helped a lot of people get through tough times. Me personally, the times my son was hospitalized, you know, a lot of stuff going on, helped me and his mom, as a matter of fact, you know, kind of get out of that situation and have a couple laughs. But you guys have been great, man. Gonna miss the show a lot. And Barry, man, hung around with you a couple times. You're the best, dude. I wish you the best as well.
Appreciate the call, brother. Look, I'll pick it up for a second for you, Barry. Some of the other memories on text message. Every time y'all made fun of Kurtla. That was always a good time, Barry. You had a field day with that, Barry. Created some hard feelings with that one.
that poor guy. Kurtla was he was an interesting cat. He got mad when I cursed at him, and then he blocked me. And then once he did that, I was like, oh, yeah, it's on now. Kurtlow was an interesting dude, man. And he would – I love that he would only call when I wasn't there. That was hilarious.
Yes.
He would wait for me to go out of town and be like, yeah, I can finally call my show. Oh, that's so funny.
Nick, it was the day that Barry wasn't there and we counted, you know what I'm saying, and you know what I mean.
Oh, yeah.
And had the over under.
Totally forgot about that. Totally
How
forgot
many
about
did
that.
Did you get to? Did you?
Oh, it was like 11. It was like 11. I was sitting there, if you were on Twitch, looking at
oh my
with
God,
my
that's
fingers
so funny.
Going. I was running out of fingers going 11, 12.
I don't know if we set an over under, but I think we tried to.
Oh, we did. No, we did, yeah.
Well, we have definitely shattered the over-under on times I've cried, because Roland Silva set it at 4.5, and I think I broke that in the first segment or two. So I told him you should have set it at 24.5. That was not nearly enough. Eric Resendez said, hey, this day can't end without Nick playing the saved audio he has of Barry and Joel.
No, that's not true.
Which save?
It could very well.
Oh yeah.
All the drops, all the dumb stuff that Joel said. You got to play all those.
Oh yeah. Okay. Well, then someone said they want to hear you losing your mind, getting your ass kicked in video games one more time.
Oh, I got to find that too. Yeah. I got to find that too.
Did I tell y'all what I did with the choo-choo?
What choo-choo?
Thing?
No.
Twitch. Oh God, that happened like a couple of weeks ago. Eric Resendez, I think, made the. I'm surprised they didn't send you the audio. But I was playing that stupid baseball game, and I thought I hit a home run. I was like, choo-choo, mother bloop, like celebrating. And then something happened, and the dude caught it. I thought it was going to hit the train tracks at Minute Maid. And it was just and of course, Eric gets a copy of it and puts it out there. I was like, boy, that's not cool. But, yeah, it was kind of like that same thing where, you know, just looked like a fool bragging when I shouldn't have. Typical.
Some of the other memories. Trey doing play-by-play on the police chase. That was great.
Yes, it was.
The spelling bee with Trey, another Trey memory.
I remember that.
It was
so
like
great.
The simplest word, and he hacked it up. I forget what word it was. Yes.
I don't remember, but he was like, oh, you're right, my bad. And then he spelled it wrong again.
That's on me. That's on me. Oasis. Impact y'all have had on the city is like losing a family member today. Feelings mutual. I've only cried 3 times this year. When Kobe died, when we lost a loved one in our family during the COVID, and now, knowing I'll never get to see the 3 of you on the Twitch stream after all this is over. Well, that's going to hit there. So I think it's only appropriate to do a segment of roasting Nick like y'all did on his birthday, one of the best moments of the show. I'm all for that.
Any Barry roast is hilarious. I'm all for it.
They said roast you on your birthday, Nick.
That's what I mean.
I'm not roasting Joel and Nick on my way out. I love these guys too much. Although that's what they say, you roast the loves you roast the ones you love, but not today. It wouldn't be appropriate.
I will say someone did. Several, we've had lots on the text message say, "What's the price to keep you guys on the air and throwing it out there?" And a lot of people chiming in. Look, I mean, If by the end of the show, we'll be able to get you AJ Hoffman's cell phone number. Barry, you don't work here anymore. You'd probably be the guy to let that out. But
I'll give it out to you. Hold on, let me pull it up here. No,
just let Nick do it with the Siri voice. Just let Nick set it up, put it out that way, and that could be your swan song.
Look, I do want to take a second and seriously say thank you to every sponsor that sponsored. Our show, whether it was Nick or you, Joel, or me, because we all felt like no matter who got sponsored, it kept us on the air. And so everybody from Cowboys and Indians, Riding With Me, Get Upside, Gulf State Homebuyers was a very early on sponsor of mine that I really appreciated them taking a chance with me. I'm going to be remiss because I'm going to definitely forget some because I've had a few throughout the years. Mark Klein with Klein's Fine Jewelry was amazing to me. He didn't have to, but he stuck with me. Just so many, and I'm appreciative of every one of them to just the umpteenth degree. It meant the world. I wish there was more. I wish they would have stuck around. We wouldn't be having this show. But I mean that's the bottom line as far as money raised. I think it would really have to be more of, you know, businesses signing on and saying, "Hey, I want to sponsor the Usual Suspects. You know, I want to support the show." And that's what it would have taken to, well, at least it supported me, I guess. You know,
yeah. Well, but if anybody wants to call and bring the suspects back, call David Gow and just put an offer on the table. We'll entertain that.
Yeah, sure. Absolutely.
Yeah. No doubt about
Listen,
that,
guys. Yeah, I want to make it very clear. I'm not leaving. I was asked to leave, and if they call me Monday and say, "Hey, we have money, come back," I'm here. I'm back. But that's just not the situation that we're in, and that's not where we're at. So, just want to point that out. This isn't me leaving.
Yep.
Me being asked to leave. So,
Nicholas, we got more calls.
Yeah, let's get Eric in before we go to break. Eric, you're on the Usual Suspects.
Hey guys, I just want to say I know we had our differences, but it's sad to see Barry go and the show go. I really enjoyed it, and I know y'all bust my chops, I bust your chops, but hopefully, you know, they'll keep the show and hire you back, Barry. Trust me, I'll send David Gow an email, you know, to get you back on. Okay.
I appreciate you, buddy. Really. you have supported us. You're right. We always busted
have,
your chops.
We did
never,
give him a lot of
eye to eye.
Yeah, we did.
We do appreciate that mess. That was the quickest call you've ever made, by the way. Quickest in terms of getting the dialogue out.
And no Cowboys talk. But no, I think Eric kind of got it. A few people didn't, but I think most people knew that when we busted y'all's balls or gave you a hard time, it was rarely ever meant to be serious. You know, we picked on each other as much as we picked on the listeners and the callers. So no one was immune to getting picked on in this show. And I loved that about this show. And I know that that was a struggle for us early on because, you know, I came from comedy where everybody busts each other balls and pick on each other. And Joel didn't. And Nick, you didn't. And Nick, you gravitated to it a little bit quicker. And Joel, it took a little while. But even Joel was like,
yeah,
okay. Yeah. But, you know, because you hung around athletes, you just didn't expect it in this environment. And I know that was difficult. And that was part of the problem. And once we figured it all out, though, it really lent itself to more fun because it felt like family. You know, you always pick on your family. You always had those little comments, and that we exclude the listeners from that. And I'm proud of that, too, because if you called and you said something stupid, we let you know. And we loved you, but we were going to let you know. Just like if one of us said something stupid on air, the others were going to let him know.
Yeah.
That was the nature of our show, though, from day one, and I've always appreciated that transparency, man. So, I mean, I wouldn't have wanted it any other way. So, I mean, that's everybody that we busted, you know, we busted on. A lot of people, you know, they appreciate it, just like you mentioned, Barry, and they come back. They really get through their days because of people like you and Joel and how you guys are able to work with each other. So, the experience was amazing, man. It really was. It really was.
I was going to save this text till the 3 o'clock hour, but all it did was say penis about 50 times. So,
Francisco,
the 3 o'clock hour was what? That was another known staple.
It was the penis hour. Yeah. Barry was going to say penis at some point in the pickup line with kids in the car. That's Francisco Barca said. Francisco Barca said, "Man, I'm going to miss the pickup lines and the kids and." Christina Pink Valkyrie said the same thing, and I don't know how that got started, and I don't know why it happened like that, but I swear to you guys on everything that is holy, I never planned it that way. We never planned it that way.
Mm-mm.
It was just – that's just what would happen. We would just end up having the raunchiest stuff in the third hour. So not surprisingly, our most popular hour too.
Yeah,
for our 3 o'clock hour was killer for so yeah.
No, people still requesting lawn talk. No, just a ton of obviously love and hate to see you guys go, but there were some other good ones in terms of when Barry yelled hot and scared Nick. That happened. When Joel imitated Matt Thomas's "What Shall We," I have no idea what that means.
by the way, can I just give a shout out to Matt Thomas?
Oh yeah, you
who
should.
Also reached out to me. He knows I'm a huge fan of his, and it meant the world to me for him to hit me up privately and publicly because he did both.
His tweet
same
was
thing
great.
With Sean Pendergast. Yo, man. Same thing with Sean Pendergast. Same thing with Charles Adams over at 740. Same thing with Paul Gallant. You know. And the people that have reached out to me from the station, you know, Lance hit me up right away, and that meant because you know he's my radio hero. So, yeah, it's been heartwarming.
I think my favorite moment in terms of sheer laughter was when you guys impersonated Fred and AJ for 15 minutes when you filled in for the Blitz. I do remember that too, where they asked us they were stuck somewhere, and you and I did that, and we knew we were going to get hell for it. We're like, ah, screw it, we'll do it anyway. So.
Now look, Joel, you didn't know this because we didn't say anything, but Nick, I'm gonna tell him. But Nick and I were so mad at you. Remember Nick?
For what? Because I was only straining a call.
No, remember when we had to do the first 15 minutes of the Blitz, and so we were all like, okay, here's what we're gonna do. Joel's gonna do this. I'm gonna do this. Like we had this whole plan, and like halfway through, Joel panicked a little and kind of bailed on it.
Oh, I do remember that.
Else.
Yeah, I do remember.
And Nick and I, afterwards, we never told you, Joel, but we were like, "Why didn't he just stick to the plan?"
I think Joel. You know, I think Joel and I argued after that show, if I'm not mistaken.
Did you?
I think we did.
It wouldn't surprise me. But when have I ever stuck to the plan? Funny. You guys always kill
exactly.
me for that. So yeah, why start now or then or whenever?
And you know, because I look at that and I think, man, we pulled it off, and it was obviously made a big impression on people. But God, that was so much fun to plan that. We were so excited about getting to make fun of them for 15 minutes. So yep. much fun.
Yep. It says one of the favorite moments of the show was when Barry kept saying, shall I say, C-word rhymes with sock on the radio.
Yeah.
And Nick sing his bleep and then try not to get in trouble. My favorite show on ESPN, Forever a Suspect, Truck Driver Pookie. And she has been a Forever a Suspect, but we've got so many Forever Suspects.
She really has.
I'll admit, the last year or so, I've kind of like calmed down from panicking about the dumb button. But the first 2 years, dude, I was like genuinely freaked out when Barry spoke, like all the time. And it got to the point where I was just like, he's like, hey, do you think we can say this on the air? I wouldn't even know the right answer. And I would just say no, because I didn't know. I didn't want to risk it. I didn't want to risk it. So I was like, nah, you can't say it. He's like, I just said feathers. No, you can't say that word. It's an F word. You can't say it. Don't do it. Just don't say it.
That was the scariest for all of us, though, was whether we were in a break or not, when Barry would go, hey, can you say, and the minute he said that, I'm going, yes, you can. Yes, Nick. And Nick was like, no, you can't. And then we would start a big back and forth.
I would have to go in there to Jong, and I would go, Jong, can you say, you know, like, can I call a rooster a cock on the radio? Because that's its name. And he'd be like, yeah, just don't do it a lot. I was like, so I can say it, though? He'd be like, yeah, as long as you're referring to a rooster. I was like, all right, game on. And then, of course, I would go after it and give Nick a heart attack. But Jong was always my next. I would ask Joel and Nick, and then I would go ask Jong. And Jong would either get online and search or go ask. Sometimes I think he would go ask Mr. Gal, or he would have to go get an answer. Because I'd be like, I want to know. Go ask if I can say that. Poor Jong.
Yeah,
well, he sure did. He had to do that a lot.
How about the time Nick and I got in trouble for talking about eating the ass on the first segment after him and Dale did it?
I wasn't there.
Hour. I know. That was so funny. You and Dale started talking about that for like a half hour at the end of Charlie's show as fill-ins. On the Charlie Polillo show, you just go into eating the ass
Nick,
for a half hour.
Nick is cringing right
and
now.
Then,
I don't even want to talk about this right now, sir.
And then we start the next show. First topic, eating ass. And sure enough, it was the only time I think it was the only time we were ever notified that somebody called and complained. I'm sure we got complaints. But somebody called, and Nick and I were like, oh, my God, we're so fired or suspended or so. Nick was really worried because he was like, bro, I did that for almost an hour.
Oh, my God.
Between the two shows.
Yeah.
And then John calls me, and he goes, dude, what were y'all doing? I was like, all I said was, if you're going to eat ass, wear goggles. I don't want nobody getting pink eye. That's the only thing I said on air. And so Jong had to pull all the audio and give it to David, and it was such a nightmare. We really thought we were screwed. We really thought we were gone for good.
Genuinely, there's a lot of things I was genuinely scared. But that's, I mean, if they didn't allow us to be ourselves, then the suspects wouldn't have been what it is. So.
I do want to say that, man. I am very appreciative that David and Jong and AJ and Todd and everybody that was in charge of us let us be ourselves. And even back to Dave Tepper when he was here and I was doing Sundays, and even you guys, because y'all let me be myself. You know, you didn't ask me to change, and even though I know Joel would have wanted me to early, we figured it out. But the fact that everybody just let us be ourselves meant so much, because I really think that's what made – the show and the station special is that we didn't have to conform to certain things. And I know Mr. Gal would love for us to not be as edgy as we are, but him letting it happen is critical, and it's what makes this station so great.
Yeah, no doubt about it. We're getting a ton of people. All I can say is I wish y'all were here a couple weeks ago, but now so many people saying I have this business, I have that business. Look, I mean, take a shot. Call David Gow. T- Todd Farquharson and see if you're interested in sponsoring to resurrect the suspects. Look, we would do anything at this point to keep Barry around. So check that. Someone said the funniest was the cat pooping on Barry's pillow.
That was pretty funny.
That was pretty funny.
Oh, I'm glad. Yeah, funny for you guys.
Oh, that was hilarious.
My favorite memory was a few months ago when y'all made fun of Joel with the creamsicle jokes. Oh, that was
great. Oh, that was funny. That was funny.
ATX Juggalo Hobo Trey. Girl said when the men tried to guess bra sizes.
Oh, yeah, that was when
that was good.
What's her name? The porn star.
Uh-huh.
The one that Jerry, the Garoppolo was messing with.
Yeah, no, that was.
It wasn't Mia Khalifa.
It was Mia Khalifa, yeah.
No, I think the bra size was the Garoppolo thing. It was Garoppolo because she has the. Because Mia Khalifa is not known
Kiara
for.
Kiara Mia?
That's that right? Who, yes, her. And she was giving, like, if you guessed her bra size, you were getting, like, a free, like, private chat Instagram video
right.
or something like that. Yeah.
Mark Schell chimed in. So did David Philpott, by the way.
Man.
Yep. He said, y'all are going to be my suspects for life. Barry, love you, my brother. How can you let go of the only guy that had any pull in that place? So we love Mark Schell. So lots, too many to get on the show.
We went
obviously.
Really long on this segment, but let's get a call. Can we get a call in before
my
we?
My bad.
You're running the show, Nick. Go ahead.
David, you're on the Usual Suspects. What's up, man?
Hey, Dave, Barry, I know your birthday was coming up. I was going to drop a gift off once I knew you all got back into the studio, so I hope that they'll still be friends with everyone. And I do miss you if you do go. I know the funniest thing was, and I hope I'm not going to get barred for life, but just the threat of long talk was just hilarious, even though you wouldn't necessarily talk about it. But just the threat of it would just send Nick and Joel into an absolute, you know, tizzy. So my funniest thing was when you did the interview with the professional lady of the evening, you did about a 30-minute segment on that, and I thought that was just absolutely hilarious. It was actually on a radio. So I will miss you, and if you do go, and I will definitely drop it off either today or tomorrow. And I felt bad when I gave Joel the gift because he had a new addition to his family, but this time I'll make sure I include everybody. So, well, listen, I'll hang up,
buddy,
and I
thank
will miss you.
You
if you do go.
We appreciate you, man.
Thank you so much, man.
David was
thank
great.
Thank you so much.
One of our big success stories on the weight loss challenge. There was another thing that we did for a couple of years. Mark Schell, another one that capitalized on the weight loss challenge. The first couple of years of that went well. So
I was very proud of the weight loss challenge. I thought what we did was really cool. You know, Lance was giving me some advice, and he was like, look, man, you're so much more than just doing radio. He said, think of all the things that you contributed and what were some of the successful ways that you could enhance the, you know, a business or, you know, like bringing in sponsors and interaction from the, and I was like, oh, the weight loss challenge was a good one. And he was like, yeah, write that down. You know, use that when you talk to other people, because those things are important. So, and I was very proud of that. I thought what we did with the weight loss challenge was really cool. I wish we would have done it every year, and I wish we could have got more sponsors for it. But for us, it was never about the money for that. It was about legitimately helping people. And Joel, knowing what I know about you now, I know why you were also so passionate about that.
Yeah.
When you struggled with your weight as a kid.
Yeah.
That meant a lot to you to encourage people to lose
weight. Wasn't it Mandy that
so,
lost?
Yeah, it meant a lot to all of us. And, you know, with Nick being fat on the left side of his body, it meant something to him, too. So.
Didn't Mandy have – Mandy lost a ton of weight? And some of the
a ton of weight, yeah.
It was just fantastic. I mean, we would – about it off air all the time going, how incredible that we just thought of this idea on the fly and these people are getting these life-changing weight loss goals achieved. It was just – it was awesome. So
Chris
Davis said, I think some of my favorite moments is the fact that you guys worked hard and how hard you did to raise money for others. You guys always were passionate about meeting goals, and also the slump buster conversation had me in tears. So – threw that in as well. Look, like I said, for everyone we read or get to, there's 50 more that we can't get to, but that just shows you too. We made it a conscious effort to involve social media and text messages. You guys took advantage, and we head and shoulders above any other show, I dare say, in this entire market in terms of the responses and the conversations that were had because of your actions on Twitter and text, as well as calls, and we appreciate that. Before we get to the break, Nick said we're running short. I do want to, again, mention one of those sponsors that has been loyal and continues to be that way. That's Fitz Roofing. Fitz Roofing right now in the middle of this pandemic, doing minor repairs for free, keeping their people busy, but taking care of Houstonians in a time of need. It's just the way they go about their daily routine. So give them a call, 832-521-3001. The Fitz family committed, like I said, minor repairs, taking care for you guys to make sure that someone has your back when you're dealing with some kind of a trying situation. You can also check them out at FitzRoofing.com. But there's a reason their ratings and their warranties are better than anybody in the business. They take care of the people they're dedicated to. They're dedicated to you and the people in Houston. 832-521-3001 or FitzRoofing.com. Fitz Roofing, making a difference one home at a time.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.
Paid for by Lose Debts. Are you drowning in debt? Are you struggling to make minimum payments? Did you know?
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.